Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young, and we're going to have guest Selena Lindsay in a short minute here. Tonight, we're talking about children, fatty liver disease. Children and adults are coming down with fatty liver disease. They used to associate fatty liver disease with if they drank too much alcohol. Kids normally don't drink alcohol, and yet they're coming down with fatty liver disease. So we're going to learn some of the whys in this. I know here in the state of California, both Northern and Southern, the Emergency Medical Service Authority have issued strict guidelines when it comes to children and how to feed them if they're in daycares and preschools. In fact, they have laws now that affects the children and how a daycare or preschool provider must follow the Emergency Medical Service Authority of California guidelines. They're starting with the small kids, and maybe, you know, some of this will disappear or we'll have improvements. So we're going to learn some of the whys. Hi, we have on the line also Selena Lindsay. And Selena, you want to tell them a little bit about yourself, and at the end we'll talk more. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm a retired CPA, and also I run several nonprofits, and also I participate in 3 or 4 of them to do some really good things in the community and try to help people, mostly low-income people and those that are indigent, and we'll tell you a little bit more about those things at the end of the show.
All right. First of all, fatty liver disease itself is you end up with too much fat in the liver itself, and some of the signs in children, they may complain about their abdomen, you know, have an abdominal pain. And then when they do that, normally what should happen next is they should run blood tests, ultrasound scan. What they're looking for is an enlarged liver, enlarged spleen, or abnormal blood levels for the liver. And especially if a child is like, and even adults, if you're type 2 diabetic or if you're overweight, you can have a fatty liver now and not realize that you do have a fatty liver. Okay, what do you want to say about some of this, Selena?
Well, I think it goes back to a lot of what we talked about previously, which starts with diet, because this, along with air and a number of other different factors, which as we go we'll talk about those, are some of the causes. And it's one of the reasons that in school they first of all had to improve the diet. And so they had to take Taco Bell out of there. They had to take Pizza Hut out.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, they had to agree to some better forms of food. Because these are major contributors. And, of course, a pizza has way too high of a content of the flour and the stuff like that, which
easily
converts in the body
sugar,
which turns into alcohol. So it's a major contributor to some of these things that we're seeing, especially in young children. So they had to take out the candy machine, they had to take out the soda machine, and basically they had to be more compliant with better food that they're feeding our children, because first of all, whether if they're already obese or if they're not. If they're not, they're well on their way because, number one, statistics teach us that practically, you know, 45% of the children that are at school are obese. And it's one of
now,
the
focuses. Now, isn't it funny that when we were growing up, you didn't have a large number of overweight children, period. Didn't exist. And then, you know, I always say life happens.
Well, I would say there's significant causes, and we can start again with the school. As you well know, when you went to school, you had to participate in what they call PE, physical education.
Right.
And so these days, the only physical education they participate in, of course, the last president's wife was called, you know, get up and jump around, get moving, move. You know, and,
see,
that's the problem.
It was required. You had to have so many PE classes before you even graduated from high school.
Yeah. Well,
now they can choose if they want. It's like, that is so crazy. That is so significant to have, you know, makes a better child, a better brain function, better all the way around.
So
and then
now,
to take
now
that
they
away?
Get to sit out here. They get to sit out and eat and drink and, you know, eat and drink sodas and, you know, lollygag. And, you know, the only ones that participate in anything athletic are those the ones that are in the athletic programs at the school. Because virtually, in a sense, the PE program is just about dismantled. There's no requirement that says they have to be there. And even if they're there, there's so many ways, because I can remember it didn't matter if you were a girl, what was going on with you. I mean, you had to seriously come up with a serious doctor's excuse to be excused from PE.
Or a doctor's, doctor's note. But that's all changed, but not for the betterment of our kids.
Exactly.
And then we still have, even in your high schools, alcohol. Still, you know, parents don't realize that, hey, they're going into your little cabinet. Parent may not have a problem, but your child ended up with a problem.
They're saying
that it's not through drinking. Yeah, it's not through drinking.
Well, the sign up at
the non-alcoholic liver disease.
The sign at the liquor store is up there for a serious reason, mainly because they were at times allowing minors to purchase alcohol.
Illegally, though.
Well, most of us in our neighborhood, you know, it's something that other adults need to consider, because they very often will listen to an individual outside of a store and go in there and buy them what they want.
Right.
And this is not helping anybody. You know, and they're not paying you to do it. They just tell you, go in there and buy me a beer. You know, that's ridiculous. Many of the other the causes are also is we have a lot of things that are unclean. A lot of the food with certain types of fish is not good for you. A lot the air, which is something else that the school district has really pressed their foot on the gas with. When the quality of air is poor, then they mandate that the children remain inside.
Right.
Because if your body is unable to utilize it, because all these things that we eat and we breathe turn into chemicals, and when it's not utilized properly, then certain aspects in the body, they're designed by God to take over and try to do a little better for you, but it can't with bad air and heat. So certain changes have come from the school dress to try to do something about this, because these things, too, are major contributors to why we're having kids that are barely 12 years old and they need a new liver.
Yeah, and that's very sad. Again, this is America Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young, and you're listening to Selena Lindsay, which is one of the guests on the lines. If you want to join in the conversation, call 858-769-4936 and press 1, or you can just call in to just listen. Okay, go ahead.
Other contributors, again, we go back to the food. There are certain types of dyes. Materials that are used recently, even the Los Angeles School District has just begun to tear down bungalows that were built 60 years ago that have lead paint and asbestos in them. And all of these are contributors, and in addition, these bungalows don't have air conditioning. So finally, the school district has said these things have to go, and that children can't be kept in an environment when it's 105 degrees outside in a building that doesn't have air conditioning.
Yeah, because overall it's gonna injure the inside of our body. Some people may not realize that. I know some people that are diabetic type 2 are on insulin. Okay, what causes fatty liver in itself is a buildup of the fat, but how all that works is because of the insulin. The insulin controls sugar level, food, and also energy in the body because the insulin helps the sugar go in the cell. What happens is when your muscles and the fat cells stop responding to insulin, and the pancreas will continue to release large amounts of that insulin. Then what happens is the liver is overloaded with insulin. Once that happens, it causes more fat into the liver cells, causing less fat to be processed and released back from the liver itself. So it's like being on a freeway. You can't move.
Yeah.
And the fat begins to pile up. It does the same thing. You can't have an overload of insulin. You can't afford to not do the right things when the doctor is telling you to do certain things. Because if your body eat a lot of sugar, and I guarantee you're going to end up with a bunch of insulin being shot into the system. And that is going to interfere with liver function down the line. There's going to be a backup. And if your liver is overloaded or bombarded with insulin like that, it's not able to process and get that fat out. It stays in the liver instead. So pay attention to even an older adult who may not have a drinking problem or anything like that, but they may be diabetic type 2. And they may not even take their regular insulin, or they continue to keep a bad diet hoping the insulin's going to do its work, but eventually as you don't do the right thing, something breaks. And then they end up having a problem where nothing's working. And then they die prematurely. So it's nothing to play with. Here in California, they are working on serious guidelines and, you know, talking to parents. And because the parents who buy the food for the kids anyway. So you can't blame the child for eating too much candy or too much anything, because when that happens, you know, now they, like here in California, they're telling the preschools and daycares the children can have non-fat milk. I'm not talking about infants. I'm talking about children. I can see somebody going out and getting all non-fat milk. Don't even try that. They're normally on formula. And it's definitely going to be nobody's non-fat. They can have, here in California, you have non-fat or 1% milk for the little kids. Now, what they used to do is daycare and preschool. I remember not too long ago, you can go to any daycare preschool. They overloaded either the kids on, like, juice, which is not good. It's better for them to eat a fresh fruit than drink it down. But now they have a fix where they can only have 6 ounces in a day. You can no longer just give them all this sugary drinks throughout the day. And sodas and things of that nature is banned. You cannot have that in a daycare or preschool. So, and the push is for the kids to have a more healthy diet. So how much is important. But what they've done is let the kids put the food on their plates by exposing the children to all the four food groups and encourage them to pick at least 3 of those food groups. So instead of the daycare provider or preschool provider putting it on the plate, they have to sit with the kids, which they should have been doing anyway. They have to sit with them and let them put it in. Oh, and the adults that are around those kids and the teachers cannot sit there with their little sweet drink or with their sodas or their candy bars and eat that stuff in front of the children, because now they require for those taking care of the kids to be an example, because they mimic what they see you do. And I know some will say, well, what about when they go home? That's a different story. But you can do your best, because a lot of times daycares and preschools have those kids for 12 hours. That's a long time. You can begin to develop healthy habits in them at the younger age. And reading labels is very important. I know my grandkids read labels now. Some of the things that I've taught them, their mother said, when they go to the grocery store, they're reading the label, and they let her know that, oh, we can't have that. They'll look at the chemical, like that, or the dye is number 40 dye. They know what it does to the brain. They want to keep learning. They don't want no ADHD or that attention deficit or that BHT that interferes with brain function. They learn to look at that stuff. They may not can't pronounce it, but they see those big, bold letters, BHT, and they're less likely to want it, especially the ones that are up some size, and you talk to them and tell them what it does to you. I find kids make a more of a right choice than adults do.
Well, I think they're a lot like animals. They're a lot smarter than we think.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly my grandkids are. They can work their computers and cell phones better than me. In fact, they just tell me, Granny, please.
So, you know, so if we can spend the next 10 years redirecting what's going on, then we'll see changes and probably less doctor bill, less doctor visits, and kids staying alive and not having a fatty liver disease, because if that's not reversed, which it can be, they'll end up with sclerosis or hardening of the liver. That's pretty serious. I can't see a 4, 5, 6-year-old ending up with something like that, all because of their diet. Now, there are genetic factors, but a lot of these cases have nothing to do with genetics, every bit to do with what's being fed to them and what they're being allowed to eat. And then the inactivity, too, because it's very important.
Yes,
that.
That's everything that we talk about, which is exercise. That's an important factor that people don't let their children come home and sit there and talk on a telephone and watch television.
Mm-hmm.
They need to have, again, when they're at home, some type of physical activity. We're old people, and when we were young, we didn't want to be in the house. We couldn't wait to get outside. And these children,
yep,
these
you didn't
want
to be around those crazy parents.
Mm-hmm.
It was unheard of.
Yeah. When our father said, get gone on Saturday, he didn't see us no more till we heard a bell.
Yep, unless I'm coming in for a meal. Is dinner
That's
ready
it.
Or lunch ready? Other than that, there was no reason to be inside. But today, this generation, wow, it's like they have muscle soreness like an old person. Because they're
yeah.
not moving.
And they have punchy stomachs, too, like an old person from sitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And storing fat instead of burning it.
Right.
And typically, that's one of the things they should do to avoid a fatty liver is also at home is exercise. And if you do some type of, if the child is doing something that, you know, he still wants to stay inside, come in there and make them get up and show them how to get up every 10 or 15 minutes and stretch
mm-hmm.
or walk around and then come back to what they're doing. It's a lot better than just sitting there staring at a screen like a zombie.
Yep. When my grandkids come
this,
here, the first
be.
Thing I do is put them outside. Tire them out. I'm not going to be, because I think a child that sits, you're fussing more at them. You're end up with a lot of more interpersonal problems with them than if they were pretty active. They, to me, they have too much energy to burn. And anyway, certain food combinations shouldn't even give them. And I know sugar is one of them. You can't get me to give a group of kids a bunch of sugar unless they're going to go running.
Unless they're going
to be running me. What? I didn't hear that. What you
said? I said unless they go home with their mother.
That's right. And I'll tell you, one of my favorite food is that I give my grandkids is cheese. Cheese has tryptophan in it. It'll make anybody slow down. That and turkey meat. You know, nice turkey sandwich. That's better than a sugary sandwich.
Yeah, it is, but it's called sabotaging the food.
Yeah. I tell you, and it says grandma gets to stay at peace. Oh, God. My three daughters grew up on that. They didn't have it every day, but you're going to be in, here's some cheese, and they love it. Here's some turkey. Well, you think of Thanksgiving people say, oh, just show me a couch. I want to put my legs up. Oh, God, slows everyone down, which is a good thing besides the sugar people don't put in their system. But on the healthy side, and there's charts for kids, how much to give them according to their, their age and stuff like that. Of course, an older child would have more than a younger child or a child itself at least have more than an infant. I really believe that when we get older, we go back to more towards the infant or little child type diets. Because when you put less, because your body's not requiring all that stuff unless you're athletic and you're ripping and running all the time. If you're not, you don't need all that.
On one hand, it's a good thing. And on the other hand, for some adults, because I used to work geriatrics, it's a bad thing because they begin to lose weight so bad that, and it's like anything else. You stop eating, then you stop swallowing, you stop doing a lot of things. The next thing you know, they're on a liquid diet, and the doctors have them drinking that mess out of a can because they can't eat enough nutrients to keep their weight off. So it kind of swings both ways because we're all individuals, we're people. And so what works for, one group just does not work for others.
That's true. They have to eat. At least they should have three meals a day if they want maximum brain function. You don't want maximum brain function, then starve the brain or overload the brain. You overload the brain with all that food, too, has an adverse effect because of the insulin. Because you put too much stuff in your body, the insulin plays a huge role, and the first place it's going to go to is away from the brain into the rest of the body, and you need the insulin to get the sugar across anyway. So it's so it gets into the cells. So all of that playing a role, and if you already have a pre-existing situation, it's going to make it tougher. Again, you're on American Health Crisis. You're speaking or listening to Paulette Young and Selena Lindsay. And the number to call in is 858-769-4936. And press 1 if you want to talk. If not, just you can stay online and listen. And our hot topic is children and fatty liver disease. Kids are coming down with fatty liver disease. Now if a child goes in that emergency room and complain about a belly ache, they automatically are going to run a liver scan by using an ultrasound. They do, palpitation by pushing in on the person's liver and spleen, but they're also going to run, the regular tests to see how those are coming out too. And this is sad. We didn't hear about no liver disease when I was growing up. You do now. I'm talking about with children. Adults, you've always known, but not for kids. It's like unheard of. Such a gap. Okay,
absolutely.
Selena, we're coming towards the end, and so Selena Lindsay runs a, well, she runs so many things, but she's going to tell you about a few of them that is very helpful to the community.
Okay, as usual, we're going to start with Sowing Seeds for Life, which is a food bank, and it is the second largest food bank in Southern California. And it's located at 1350 Arrow Highway in La Vergne. So virtually, if you live within the Los Angeles County area and you are experiencing a feed struggle, we give away food absolutely 100% free on the first and the third Wednesday of every month. Should you need maybe some other items or something you think that we might be able to help you with, please call Fran Robinson at area code 909-293-7735, extension 232. The second one I'd like to talk about would be Coley Outreach. Coley Outreach attempts to help young men that are having problems and showing them how to be men, takes children on fishing trips. And if you'd like to donate, please call Mr. Keith Coley at area code 909-358-7391. And last and not least, we're going to talk about Fresh Starts Ministry, which they do after school, they do First Five, they do a number of different programs, they do anti-gang, they help people with legal problems, and this is run by Mr. Richard Hernandez, who recently has had some medical problems, which let's keep him in our prayers. But the ministry is up and running. Please call area code 909-630-2662. In closing, I always use this statement. We are pro-poor, interacting with the poor in a way that provides choice and dignity. We believe in fishing rods rather than fish and try to implement sustainable environmental practices, changing the behaviors that contribute to poverty. We thank you for listening to us tonight and giving us the opportunity to make you aware of these places that may be able to help you, and look forward to you listening again to our show every Monday night at 8 p.m. Thank you, Paula. Good night, all.
Thank you. And the other thing I want to say, you can like our Facebook page. It's called Healthcare Consultants. I put this radio broadcast is through Block Talk Radio, listed under America Health Crisis. And all the broadcasts have been placed up on the Facebook page, Healthcare Consultants. Like the page and visit it often. And it's a lot of good information. It's all about staying healthy and saving a life. And the life may be your own. We'll be on the air next Monday, same time, at 8 p.m. Pacific time. And all you have to do is dial in 858-769-4936 just to listen. But if you want to talk also on the air, just press 1, and you'll be able to hear this broadcast. It's heard all over the United States and throughout the world. Thank you.
Good night, all.
Bye.